Booster COVID-19 vaccines are going to be rolled out in Australia. The question is, when are you supposed to have them? Associate Professor Paul Griffin, Director of Infectious Diseases at Mater Health Services in Brisbane, Queensland. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is it settled? Is the science settled on when you should have your booster?
Well, I think there's some things that we know, that like immunity does wane over time, and so boosters will be a really important part of our strategy. But I don't think we have settled on exactly the optimum time for those. And, you know, the key in our country is we still don't have enough people vaccinated the first time around to really focus on those just yet. So I think in time, in a few months, it'll be a really important part of our strategy. But for now, we really just got to focus on getting those primary doses up as high as we can.
So, Professor, we turn to Israel. They're like the petri dish for the world. What are they doing with boosters?
So there's been some countries that have started at around the 8-month mark, but there are all sorts of other variables that contribute to when boosters are required. Some of it is, obviously when the first dose was required, but how they utilise those first doses, what sort of strain they have circulating and what's going on, the situation at the time. So there'll be a whole host of reasons we decide when and what sort of boosters we use. But as I say, at the moment, we're just going to get those first doses up as high as we can.
The Commonwealth Chief Health Officer came out and said, without any shades of doubt whatsoever, he said that if you've had two AstraZenecas, which describes both Russell and myself, he said your booster should be an mRNA.
Yeah, that's right. I think at the moment that would be the right thing to say. We probably will switch over those people. But, for example, one of the variables that's to be determined is exactly how we might use the new vaccine Novavax as a booster. That's one that we'll have online.
Is that mRNA?
No, so that's actually a protein or a subunit vaccine. So that's a different vaccine to the three we've used already. That's one that's looking great in clinical trials. We've got a lot of that coming through. So that one actually might be part of our boosting strategy as well, but it's not yet available. So I think that comment is right, that we probably will switch people that have had the viral vector AstraZeneca to an mRNA, but we also might use Novavax for that in the coming months as well.
So, Professor, in terms of first doses, Australia is going very well. Are we going to finish up in the top five most vaccinated countries in the world?
Look, I really hope so. We obviously had a sluggish start and, you know, our control using other measures has been good. But, you know, we do really need to focus on getting those rates up as high as possible. And, you know, some states have done a tremendous job already. New South Wales, Victoria, for example.
Victoria's unbelievable. Like the COVID Live website, which is the one that I keep my eye on, they prognosticate that Victoria will get to 90% double vax, that's people aged 16 and over, it's not everyone, on November the 9th. That is in 20 days' time.
And that is incredible. And, you know, people will enjoy freedoms, that will enjoy, you know, lower hospitalisations and deaths as a result of those higher rates. But there are still parts of the country, like us here in Queensland, that are still dragging the tail very significantly. I think we're at 57, 58 at the moment. So, you know, we really need to pull out.
1957, 1958. I can say that. I'm a Queenslander, Professor. Who spent a great deal of time in the Mater Hospital too.
Yes. So.
It's a good place.
It's a brilliant place. Professor, I mean, talk about time being compressed. I can't remember when we as a family went to spend 3 days in Brisbane. Brisbane is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pumping.
Oh,
it's pumping. And they've got the Olympics. It's a fair way away, but that will be the light on the hill. It will only pump from now on.
2032, which is only 11 years away, isn't it? Professor, lovely to chat with you. It's 23 after 6.